Welcome to Life Lessons of Why I Love. I'm Nigel. Glad you're here. Love within, friend. Love without. Let's begin the journey. Today I want to teach you a gentle, usable tool, the neighboring bio. It's a 30-second way to introduce yourself that protects your dignity, invites real connection, and keeps the risks low. Before we dive in, a quick safety note. None of these ideas require you to share private details or to put yourself in unsafe situations. Always trust your instincts, choose public places, and lean on reversible options, like an unsigned porch note. This episode will walk you through what to say, how to edit it, and how to practice it out loud, speaking warmly and plainly. Let's begin.
Now, the big question I want to leave you with as we start. What might change if you carried a single, true 30-second phrase that helped you introduce yourself to a neighbor without feeling exposed or rehearsed? Imagine less awkwardness, more dignity, and tiny steps toward belonging. Hold that image for a moment as we move on.
Let me tell you a short story. A few years back, I was at a block barbecue, standing on the edge of a circle while someone else told a story I couldn't quite follow. I smiled, I nodded, and then, typical me, I drifted toward the garden and bumped into an older neighbor who sighed and said, "Small talk is hard, isn't it?" We both laughed, and somehow I wished I had something easier to say than a flustered "hi" and a grocery list of my job. That moment stuck with me because I realized awkward social moments don't make us failures. They show us what we might prepare for next time. The relief of having simple words that feel true, that's what a neighboring bio gives you. It turns fluster into footing. Speaking candidly and with a touch of wry humor, I still chuckle at my garden exit, but I also appreciate the lesson.
Why does this actually work? Plainly, clarity protects dignity. When we can say who we are and what we care about in one brief breath, we avoid oversharing and we invite reciprocity. Spiritually, this echoes something we see in Jesus' teaching about loving our neighbor. Offering ourselves honestly, without pretense, invites others to meet us in truth. Psychologically, a short, rehearsed self-introduction reduces anxiety because it gives the brain a script to rely on, a safe scaffold. And culturally, we're living in an era of distracted encounters. A compact, kind introduction is an act of respect. So a neighboring bio isn't a performance. It's a portable kindness.
Okay, the heart of the episode, the three-part neighboring bio template. Simple structure, who I am, what I care about, one small offer. Let's walk through each piece with examples you can use or adapt. Who I am, this is one short phrase about your name and maybe a relatable marker, not a resume. Try, I'm Nigel, I live two houses down with my dog, Rosie. Or for a secular option, I'm Sam, I just moved into 3B. Keep it warm and plain. What I care about? One sentence about a value or interest that might connect. I love neighborhood gardens. Or I enjoy slow Saturday mornings and swapping recipes. If you want faith-rooted phrasing, something like, I'm part of our local church. I care about caring for people nearby. Works without sermonizing. One small offer? Finish with a low-risk, specific invitation. If you ever want a cup of coffee and a quick hello, I'd love that. Or a more anonymous option, I made extra muffins. Would you like one sometime? The key is that the offer is small, reversible, and clear.
Let me give you faith-rooted and secular examples back to back so you can see the tone shift. Faith-rooted. Hi, I'm Nigel. I live next door and I love hospitality. If you ever need a meal or a short errand run, I'd be honored to help. Secular. Hi, I'm Taylor from 4C. I love baking, and errands make me feel useful. If you ever want a bake swap or a quick grocery run, knock on my door. Both are honest, both center service and practicality, and both keep you from oversharing. Pick what feels authentic to you.
Now, three delivery formats, so you can choose what feels safest. A porch note, a one-sentence door greeting, and a 30-second conversational opener. Porch note sample. Hello, neighbor. I'm Nigel at 102. I love our street garden and bake too many muffins. If you'd like one sometime, I'd be glad to drop one off. No pressure. Nigel. That format is unsigned or signed, depending on your comfort. It's reversible and low risk.
one sentence door greeting. Hi, I'm Nigel next door. I just wanted to say hello and that I really appreciate how you keep your garden. 30 second conversational opener. Hi, I'm Nigel. I just moved a few houses down. I love neighborhood gardens and slow coffee mornings. If you ever want to swap plants or a quick cup, I'd really enjoy that. For each, keep your voice calm, friendly, and brief. Think of it like handing someone a small, neat bouquet rather than a full dinner.
Before you use any of these, some editing moves and a safety checklist. 3 editing rules. 1. Omit intimate details. No health histories, no relationship confessions. 2. Be specific but small. Offer one small action, not a lifetime of commitments. 3. Keep language readable. Short sentences, present tense. Consent checklist. Choose daylight or a public porch. Consider leaving a note instead of knocking. Bring someone with you if you feel safer. And always trust your gut. Alternatives for higher risk contexts. Connect through a church small group. Ask the property manager for an introduction in apartments. Or use community bulletin boards. And remember, rejection is not a measure of your worth. Sometimes people say no because they're overwhelmed, not because of you.
All right, time for a rehearsal. I'll pace this so you can speak aloud with me. Breathe in and out. Ready? Say this with me slowly. Hi, I'm... I live at... I really enjoy... If you ever want a quick hello or a cup of coffee, I'd love to meet you. Repeat it once more, a bit faster this time. Find the words that sit naturally in your mouth. If anything feels too long, trim it. Your neighboring bio should feel like something you could say while watering plants, calm and ordinary.
Micro Neighbor Challenge, a small practical step you can try this week. Choose one format. Leave an unsigned porch note, knock and say your one sentence greeting, or bring a small sealed baked treat and leave it with a short card. The goal is one low risk contact. Variations. For apartment buildings, use the mailbox area or a community board. At church, mention it to a small group leader for a mediated intro. In public gatherings, offer the 30-second opener, in line at the coffee cart. Journaling prompts. After your attempt, write one sentence about how it felt, one small thing you noticed, and one kindness you can repeat. This practice builds confidence slowly. Tiny, repeatable acts create new pathways in your life.
As we round to a close, here's the core thought. When we learn to introduce ourselves with clarity and care, we protect our dignity and open the door to real community. These tiny, brave acts are also acts of self-respect. They teach us we belong. If one sentence from today sticks with you, let it be, "Who I am, what I care about, one small offer." That structure will carry you far.
Thank you for joining me on this short adventure in neighborliness. If today's episode meant something to you, subscribe so you don't miss future practical tools. Try one small outreach this week and notice what it teaches you about yourself. Share your story with someone you trust or drop a note in our show feedback. We learn together. Love who you are and watch the world change. Love who you are and watch the world change.